So there's some of the principles involved. Now we're going to go into some of the new one of the new ideas that I have, and this centers around the idea that, or the not so much the idea, but the fact that God is within us all. Now that God that is within you, here's what Jesus said about it. He says, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, that faith that is within you has power to take a mountain, lift it up, and move it to another place. And he says, that's how much power resides within you. He says, all things are possible to him that believes. All things. You can do anything, he says. Anything you want to do if you nurture that faith of that power that is within you. Now, how do you release it?
Forgiveness.
What?
Forgiveness.
Okay, now we're talking about the practical ways, but now we're going to go a step farther, and we're going to concentrate on the second half of the program on releasing that power within us all. And so we'll take a little break, and then we'll concentrate on releasing that power.
Okay, so I need to go back to the first part of the program.
Okay.
Which was, I am still struggling with the child. I do understand that when a child... Are you recording?
You ought to just keep this microphone. There you go.
I'm still struggling with the idea that... I understand that when a child is abused in any way, they of course believe it is their own fault.
Yeah.
I do get that. I understand. And you're saying that because the child grows up to be an adult who has the feelings of, I'm not worthy, that is the sin because it keeps them, it's contrary to the soul's message. They're
right.
Out of
I
sync.
Remember, a sin isn't a sin in the way the preachers talk
right,
about
right, right.
A sin is an error.
I'm using it your way.
See, like many children, and it's a proven fact that many children, when they're abused, have a lot of psychological problems
yes.
when they get older.
Yes.
And that's because they either don't feel worthy, and many people that are abused wind up being abusers themselves.
Or they yep. think it's their fault.
They always think it's their fault, yeah.
Right. And so they think, well, I'm going to hell anyway, so I might as well be like my dad or whatever, you know.
They just don't have skill sets, yeah.
So, see, this is an error, and that's what a sin is. A sin is an error.
Right, and right. I'm using it the way that you
right. Now, say. We can say, well, it's not the kid's fault, it's a little child, and like Jesus says, it's better to be have a millstone hung around your neck and be drowned in the depths of the sea than offend one of these little children.
But the problem...
And the reason why is because little children take things in so strongly. They register it very powerfully.
Yeah.
And what we registered as little kids still affect us today, some for the better and some for the worse. And when it's for the worse, that needs to be undone somehow.
How is it a sin to have
because
the unworthies?
It's an error. See?
But the forgiveness, I'm still struggling with the forgiveness part of that. I understand that it's an error because it's not what the soul is trying to teach us.
It's in their consciousness, see? It's not the fact that a little kid did something wrong so
right.
much as that it's cause and effect.
Right.
Cause and effect takes place with a little children when they're abused.
Okay.
They feel guilty about guilty about it. They feel shame, and it carries into being an adult. It's even though it's not their fault, it just happens. It's part of cause and effect.
Right.
But that can be undone.
And forgiveness is the problem that I have. I understand that if an adult has the case of the unworthies because of abuse in childhood,
yeah.
that the unworthy feeling needs to be healed.
Right.
But I'm struggling with the word forgiveness, that person needs to forgive themselves.
Right.
Well, I'm stuck there. Forgive themselves for what? They were the child.
Yeah, What the child and that person has to do, like let's say a child was sexually abused when they were young,
okay,
and they carry it into adulthood and they feel shame over a number of things. That just
okay.
that feeling, even with a lot of people that were abused, mm-hmm. they may put it out of their mind, so they don't even have it in their memory anymore.
Yeah.
And this happens in a lot of cases. It's not even in their memory, but they still feel shame over things that they shouldn't really logically feel shame over.
Agreed.
Okay, to forgive themselves, they must come to awareness of this feeling and let it go.
Okay, so I understand that forgiveness is letting go. Mm-hmm. I get that. So letting go of the unworthies is forgiving yourself?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Phyllis.
So if you're, when, maybe this will help when you're healing somebody or removing, let's say, a past life trauma from them. Okay, so that's kind of like a shadow that you would bring into this lifetime from a previous lifetime.
Yeah.
And let's say it's a trauma, somebody had brutally murdered you. So if you remove that shadow in the healing process, then you have to make sure that your soul or your spirit forgives God or forgives Source for allowing, for what you think is allowing this to happen, forgives the perpetrator for doing that to you, and you forgive yourself for allowing it to happen. Because
that's a really good point. Because
but a lot of children at that social, at that emotional level that they are at that young age, will internalize it and see it as their fault.
Yeah.
Because they're not emotionally 20 or 40 and able to process it in that way.
Ego-centric, right, I get that.
Everything's about them. So that's why you have to forgive yourself in that healing process.
You're forgiving the, I blamed myself.
I blame myself or I let it happen or whatever.
And it was wrong for you to blame yourself.
But how many, how many little children, when their parents get divorced, the first thing they think of,
yeah, that's a really good point.
You know, it's never the children's fault, but that's automatically what they think. So that's just another example.
That part makes sense to me. I'm just right on the edge of understanding how forgiveness. And I think
and it comes through understanding. See, when a person understands.
Here, think of it this way.
God isn't punishing them. That God is not singling them out as a bad person, worthy of shame. And forgiving God, forgiving yourself, forgiving the circumstances, forgiving the person that let it go, just let everything go, then that can be undone. But that the problems, and the reason Jesus said it's so terrible to hurt little children is because it's probably the most difficult thing to undo. If we have to learn a lesson, we realize that, well, a lot of us will just get right on and try to learn that lesson, okay, of our life's lesson that we're supposed to learn. But it's difficult to undo something that has been following you since you're a little kid and makes you feel unworthy or shameful or something like that, you know, or not good enough to succeed in life.
Well, one of the things that I think that the just the term forgiveness is a little bit troubling in the way some people interpret it, because it implies that that has to come from someone else to another person. But when a situation where you're trying to heal yourself, maybe a better way to think of it is that you're releasing these things from you, as opposed to you're, if you ask for forgiveness, you're kind of a, you know, in a sense waiting for someone to dictate that you or someone shall be forgiven of something. But in a way, it's think of it more in terms of like, I choose to release that which is causing me pain.
And I choose to not be a victim.
I choose to not be a victim, because that is acknowledging the power that's within you, that's always been within you. And in our society today, the term forgiveness almost implies that there is that beastly authority external with that, from without, that must do that for us before we can feel good about ourselves.
Yeah, I think of forgiveness as releasing, of letting go. But I haven't until now wrapped my head around forgiving yourself, unless I think about forgiving myself for ever having viewed myself as unworthy.
Yeah, you have to forgive yourself for a whole bunch of things.
Myself unworthy in the first place.
You have to look at your errors. Everywhere there's an error, you have to forgive that error.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to realize you're like the archer, you know.
Yeah.
You shoot an arrow at a target, you miss.
Yeah.
You instantly forgive yourself and you try again. But when somebody abuses a little kid, they feel immobilized, like they're powerless. They can't do anything.
So you would agree, though, there are some people who just don't want to forgive themselves for whatever reason?
Well, a lot of people are in a mental state where they're, you just got to let them foment for maybe a lifetime or two before they're ready.
My sister.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's true. Okay, we'll take a little break, and then we'll go to the second part, which I think you'll find interesting.